In Japan, children cross the road in a special way. First, the child must stand on the place marked on the pavement and wait until the passing car comes to a complete stop. After that, the child should raise their hand and only then start crossing the road, thanking the driver upon reaching the other side.
Yeah, there you go. That's an ad, a public description of what happens in Japan when they're crossing the road. The reason we're playing that is because my next guest, and you can check out that video on our social media as well, by the way, is Richard Fitzgerald from FAHA. And Richard is on the line. We were talking all last week about people's behaviour in cars and pedestrians on our roads and the way we drive at roundabouts, the way we approach them, the way pedestrians don't pay attention and cross the road whenever and wherever they like, putting everybody in danger. Richard Fitzgerald, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Very good. Tell me what happens in Japan.
What really happens in Japan is something similar to our own roads here in Ireland. They stand in a designated area. Moreover, the young children coming out of school, they wait until the traffic has stopped. And when the traffic has stopped, they proceed with their hand raised. And when they get to the other side, they acknowledge the driver by giving a bow. That's what they do in Japan. But we could bring that, we could take a leaf out of their book here in Ireland. Because the way I look at it here is, we have the zebra crossings here, which would be something similar. And people think here that they have the right of way just to cross over the road from A to B.
Yes.
That is not surgery, because the first thing you must do when you're crossing a zebra crossing here in Ireland, you must put your foot on the zebra crossing and you wait until the traffic has stopped. And I mean stop shortly. And then you proceed to the other side. And the traffic don't continue until you have done that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah. No. We have people who use pedestrian crossings here, but we also have a fair few, and I've seen it myself, that there might be a pedestrian crossing 10 or 20 paces up the road. They won't use it. They'll dart across wherever they feel like it. Is that part of the problem? Yeah.
That is part of the problem, Jerry. And moreover, when you have people coming on from a pavement area, they have a footpath. They just walk on and just walk straight out across. They think they have the right of way, which they have not. When you have three types of crossings, do you know yourself? You have the zebra crossing, you have the pedestrian crossing, and you have the uncontrolled crossings. Do you know what I mean? Like, which you have a pattern there on the road, which is a kind of a cobblestone effect.
Yes.
And you go from one side to the other, but you can't just cross if there's a double line. You must wait until you do that. But a lot of people, believe it or not, they do, in fairness to them, they do adhere to the rules of the crossings, but there is an awful lot which don't, Jerry, you know.
And then there's phones come into it as well, you found, Richard.
I did, yeah. They have the phone in the two wires coming out of their ear, and they just walk along and the phone, and they don't look left or right. They just think they have the right of way to cross over. You know, that's a major problem, I think, you know, because they are now
they can't see, and they're just going along as if there's no cars on the road.
Yes. You're spot on there. Yeah. Now, the do's and the don'ts. I'm crossing the road. You have to stop, wait, and you have to look left and right and listen for traffic. You know yourself, like, you know.
Yeah.
And somehow we've
forgotten all of that, Richard. Have we? Or a lot of us have forgotten it.
I think we have, Jerry. I think we have because they are now, like, you'll see people darting across the road, like, you know, from parked cars and that. Now, we're talking about the zebra crossing mainly there, and the traffic control crossing with the traffic lights. But as you know yourself, with the traffic light system, you press the button, you wait until the green, and then you continue. Do you know what I mean? Like, but
yeah.
I see it OMB coming from Dublin yesterday, and I observed now, I was going to be on about the topic to you there this morning, and I observed coming through from Adair to Abbeyfield, and what I did come across was they have a very good system running there, but the Pelican Crossing lights are flashing constantly there.
Yes.
Moreover, yeah. In Adair, Abbey Field, you know, we come down here to Kerry then, and we have them all right here in parts of the county, but they're not. We could do with more of them, in other words, you know.
Yeah, that might be a better way of doing it. All right, Richard. Richard, you were at the match yesterday.
I was at the match yesterday, Jerry, and I thought the first game was much better than the second one, I'll be quite honest with you. We came to life within the last quarter of an hour of our own team here in Kerry, which I'm delighted we got through, and we have another day out in Dublin. So it took. It wasn't the best of football now.
Certainly not.
A lot of matches now. No, it was boring, and it was laborious, and constant hand passing back and forth, and wait. No, you can't blame the Kerry players for that. I think the biggest part of that was the style of football that was being played by the opposition team.
So, yeah. How did you find getting in out of Dublin? Did you find parking?
I found it no problem, Jerry. I had a designated area myself for parking because I'm a former member of the Defence Forces, and
right.
I parked my car in McKee Barracks in Dublin. That's where the headquarters there, where you'd have the horsey people in there, because I'm a member of I'm a member of that organisation.
Sure.
You have to have a pass and all that for getting.
So you got in and you got out okay. Anyway, you got home safe is the main thing.
And I'll be quite honest about it, Jerry. I never have a problem going in, because when I go to Dublin, going to match any game I go to nearly all the Kerry games there, and I go in toward the M50 there. I go straight on toward the city, down the Kylemore Road, into Chapel Lizard, across through the Phoenix Park, onto the North Ring, and I park my car, and I only walk roughly about maybe 200 metres, and I have the bus right alongside me, and it brings me right down as far as the Mater Hospital, and I walk the rest of the way.
Very good. You've all figured out, Richard. Well, listen, you have another game to look forward to anyway in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I have, Jerry. I have indeed, yeah. So, and in fairness, I'll be listening to your show in the morning. It's fantastic, because you have a lot of topics which cover a lot of things that need to be covered, in fairness to you. Okay,
thanks,
Jerry?
Thanks, Richard. Appreciate that. And thanks for getting in touch with us on the programme this morning.